We're looking at the Russian artist Vasily Kandinsky's panels that he made for Edwin R. Campbell, who was the founder of the Chevrolet Motor Company. And these panels were made for the entrance foyer of Campbell's Park Avenue apartment.
Curator Leah Dickerman.
Kandinsky is often discussed as having made among the first abstract pictures. It's hard for us now to think about abstraction as something that was invented, but it may have been modernism's greatest invention. And around the years of 1911 or 1912, there are a series of abstract pictures made by different artists in different places. So there is something about this moment in which suddenly there's an incredible imperative to make abstract pictures for a modern age. These were made in 1914, and he's quite ambitious here. It's not just one image, but four, and they're designed to be installed in the foyer of Campbell's apartment so that they would surround the viewer in this kind of immersive way. So it's about stepping in to a space that would be fully abstract. When you look at these panels, you see that forms tend not to be defined completely. Instead, there's this waving calligraphic line that scans the surface of these panels, and there's brilliant color, and there's hints of recognizable imagery without it ever being a fully coherent image of the visible world. He's interested in that cusp moment, that moment when you're on the verge of breaking with the natural world. For Kandinsky, music served as a very important model. It was seen as the form of art that was most abstract and detached from the material world. He was trained as both a pianist and a violinist. His musical knowledge was deep. He engaged in a long conversation with the musician Arnold Schoenberg about the issues of modern music. But one of his key references was, in fact, the composer Richard Wagner. Wagner had been important in breaking down the traditional sonata structure, that structure in which you have a very definable beginning, middle, and end. And instead, the piece would be knit together by leitmotifs, pieces of music, motifs that would carry through the composition and repeat again and again in trailing musical lines and notes. And this is very important for Kandinsky